Let me just do a wrap-up of today's program and try and figure out what I learned and hopefully what you learned here today. The first guest was the former U.S. ambassador to NATO, and as you know, the president has handed off the leading role in this intervention in Libya to NATO. They don't seem to want to take it, at least the French and the Italians are diametrically opposed. The Germans have been against it from the beginning. The Turks are putting limitations on it that make it almost meaningless. And yet, somehow or other, somebody else is going to be in charge. It's all very murky, and it leads to a general kind of question about what is the plan here? And the answer is, I don't think there is much of a plan. And obviously, there are divisions within the government. The Secretary of Defense and the Joint Chiefs and the National Security Advisor apparently didn't want to go near this. So. This intervention. Supposedly the three women did. That's the latest talk in Washington, the three women being Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, and Susan Rice, the UN ambassador. But that may well be kind of silly and superficial. But I did finally ask this former US ambassador to NATO, you know, at the end about, is our outrage selective? After all, hundreds of people are killed every day in the Congo. That's been going on for years and nobody's done a damn thing about it. And he was forced to admit that that we are a little bit selective in where we intervene and why. Then we talked about what's happening in Syria as much as we can from that closed dictatorship. There are definite signs that things are getting restive there. There was a major shootout in a southern city where it started out with some kids spraying graffiti. The parents, the secret police jailed them. The parents went to the jails and they were shot by the secret police. And this led to riots. That gives you an idea of what kind of regime this is. But after all, you know, back in the 80s, the father of this accidental dictator, the ophthalmologist from London who ended up succeeding Hafez al-Assad, Assad meaning the line in Arabic. That's the way they see themselves, these people. They've been sitting on this country for decades and bleeding it for their own patronage system, and it's totally stifling. And in the end, I ask him whether the state media in Syria are saying that it's all the Israelis' fault, whether the people buy that. He didn't think they did buy it anymore. So that is one to watch, Syria, whether or not the contagion of democracy that's sweeping across the Middle East will also topple that sclerotic and corrupt and brutal regime. Then finally, we looked into the federal budget and the stalemate and the gridlock over it, where we only have a budget every 2 weeks. The government is threatened with a complete shutdown. It does look really bad, but it wasn't particularly satisfying. And I don't know what that is, whether it's just the partisan politics are such that I'm obviously a partisan on the left, that it's just so unsatisfactory talking to a centrist. And I didn't feel that we learned much from her. And towards the end, we got a little testy over my idea that it's really not about, you know, partisanship of Democrats versus Republicans. The Wall Street owns both parties. It's really about Main Street versus Wall Street. That's where the real division is in this country, and Main Street's getting screwed and Wall Street is running away with the loot. So you can check this program out at ianmasters.com, and also check out my blog at ianmasters.com as well.